Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is Wednesday, August 22nd, 2007. We've been covering a series of news stories today, including the tragic developments in Iraq overnight, where two American Black Hawk helicopters collided, killing an estimated 16 American servicemen. It begs the question whether we're looking at foreign policy or we're looking at the domestic disasters that are involved in the central banking crisis, the current market instability because of the subprime mortgage loans, hedge funds controversy, whether we're looking at the denial of civil liberties in regard to a series of measures that have been undertaken in recent years by the administration with the full acquiescence of Congress that have moved us in the direction of a police state. How much farther do we go with this? Our caller Joe in Florida has been suggesting to us that all of this is going to reach a critical mass at some point. Joe, you still there?
Yeah, hi, Mark.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I wanted to tell you about, I go to a protest, a peace protest every Saturday, and I made a new sign like 2 weeks ago. It said, "This Christian condemns torture." And the T in torture, I made a crucifix and like the blood running from the cross. And it was a great sign. And one of the ladies said to me, I think this is working. And I said, people will have, they'll see these signs, and they don't even realize it, but it'll go into their mind. They'll have dreams about it. That's why advertising is so effective. Well, the next week, we had all these pro-life protesters across the street protesting us. And I went over to them, and I said, "Well, great, I'm glad you're here." And they were surprised that I was pro-life. They seemed to think all anti-war protesters are left pro-abortion. And they showed up because of my sign. It must have bothered the guy, the organizer, that I said, "This Christian condemns torture." So trying to show me up, he organized a protest of pro-life. And when I told him I was pro-life, it just blew him away. They laughed. And
Yes. The effectiveness of what you're talking about is simply beyond dispute. And I think it's particularly interesting that in your case, you intended or otherwise exposed an incredible inconsistency among many people on the Christian right. Like yourself, I am a pro-life Orthodox Christian. I believe that unborn life needs to be protected, legally, morally, medically, whatever. And yet so many people on the Christian right don't seem to get it when it comes to Bush. Now, in the first place, in contrast to the propaganda that they believe as a result of much of the stuff that's being fed to them by these court jester preachers that you've talked about, George W. Bush has done nothing to stop federal funding of the abortion industry across the board. That's point number one. And historically, the Bush family comes from the pro-abortion Rockefeller wing of the Republican Party, which ideologically should have nothing to do with these Christian right people that are supporting that element's takeover of the Republican Party. And then thirdly, as you point out, Joe, when it comes to this issue of the Iraq war, it doesn't seem to dawn on these people that the same government that has no respect for unborn human life is the same government that is involved in activities abroad where hundreds of thousands, not a sheer handful of people, but hundreds of thousands of people have been killed just in the last 3.5 years in the support of something that has nothing to do with self-defense and that has nothing to do with the true national security interests of this country as that is defined by our Constitution and by the ideology of the Founding Fathers. We'll be back. Joe, stay on the line if you can. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with our caller. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
This is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're covering a series of news stories today related to the Middle East, related to subprime loans, related to the Padilla jury. Paul Craig Roberts says that the recent verdict in the Jose Padilla case opens Pandora's box. What does Roberts mean? We may get into that before the end of the show. And also, between now and 10 o'clock, I'll probably say some things about Gene Conti's current post for Michael Jones' Culture Wars magazine, the July-August 2007 edition, entitled The Betrayal of the Christians of the Middle East. That essay is must-reading, and I will be covering that essay undoubtedly not only today but in future days on this show, leading up to Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at 9 a.m. Central, when Hesham Talawi will join me to discuss his recent trip to Palestine. Joe, it seems to me that what you've been suggesting to us today and what Chuck Baldwin has been talking about in this most recent essay certainly exposes the fact that a lot of so-called conservative Christians really do not have their political and theological ideology consistently thought through. That's number one. And secondly, if there's going to be a change in regard to the Christian right's present support of the regime, maybe it's going to be the economic collapse that seems to be coming that will be the catalyst that will start some different things in motion. What do you think?
Well, I they've set up this police state because they know it's coming. So they have everything in place. What scares me very much, Mark, is, you know, we've always been taught it's the extreme right and the extreme left which are dangerous. What we have now is the tyranny of the middle, the tyranny of the moderate. And,
yes.
And these people are vicious. And when they start losing their BMWs, and they're not going to blame who got them there. They're going to blame the people that have been telling them the truth and trying to warn them because they're arrogant and they don't accept correction. And I'm telling you, you have never seen extremists like the moderates that are running this country now. And it's just so odd because they all, you know, I go to these current event meetings at my library, and I keep bringing that up. This war, you know, they call me, I call up and say I'm against the war, and I'm an extremist. Being against the war is an extreme position. That is sick on its face. And I try to, and I kind of shake them up a lot, which is fun, saying, you know, who's the extremist? The extremists are the ones dropping bombs on little kids and sheep herders in Afghanistan. But they don't, you know, what I'm saying is as things get worse, they're not going to say, oh, we were wrong. They're going to round up the people that are right.
Well, and you know, that's an interesting perspective that you bring to us today, Joe, because as I examine this thing, it seems to me that you're exactly right. When you look at this process of demonization that clearly has transpired, where corporate media is concerned and where government is concerned and where the American national security state is concerned and where the so-called conservative, quote-unquote, religious establishment in the United States is involved, you have this absolutely false caricature of people who have a principled stand on this war as communists and anarchists and pinkos and leftists and anti-Americans and subversives and so forth and so on. And that clearly is nonsense. I mean, all one has to do intellectually is look at people like Ron Paul and Pat Buchanan and Paul Craig Roberts and my
Hello?
Back. We had a temporary glitch. I hope we're still on the line with Joe. Joe, you still there?
Yeah, hi, Mark.
Yeah, listen, I was just saying, you know, that we've got a situation where I think, you know, when you look at the people on the principled right, Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, and Paul Craig Roberts, Howard Phillips, these are just a few of the people that immediately come to mind, that make a lie of this idea that people who oppose the war are leftists and communists and people who are not committed to America. That kind of demonization is absolutely insane to me, and it's scary.
Well, at my local anti-war protest, it's half and half. Half are kind of Buchananist populist anti-war protesters, and half are left. And we get along fine. I mean, we really get along fine. I've had arguments with a few of them about abortion and but it's just we're here for a common reason, and I can accept them for what they are, that we're there to fight this war and to try to raise consciousness in a silly way at the side of the street. But I tell you what, every week for about 2 hours, and I always feel great when I'm done. And you know, it's just it's sad. It's really, like, once I wanted to get back to the moderate issue about how it's really the moderates that are the real extremists. I know that's a weird combination of words, but
in essence, I think they're fascists.
Yeah, basically they're fascists, and I think that the one thing we have that we can't underestimate is the fact that we do have, you know, I think we will have, and we do have God on our side. I know that's a hard thing to say sometimes, because I think some people on their side think that too. But I think theologically we can defend our position quite well. And I hope that we can be blessed with the list of those preachers who have gone into bed with the beast, and we can shed the light on that list, whether it's through any kind of internet organization. If we could have a list of 26,000 preachers and post it, it would probably be the best thing for saving this country that we can actually do right now.
What I know that as we talk through that, Joe, what because I think you're onto something that's significant here. What would the America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our techs up at Round Rock are doing some things in the expansion of our internet capability this morning that have caused a difficulty for our Skype connection. So I'm going to go to the phone line here and continue my conversation with Joe on the phone, in order that we might have a continuous exchange here. Joe, I was saying, if you're still there, yep. As I try to think this thing through about developing a list of preachers who are connected to the beast, what would the criteria be in your mind for saying that somebody meets that test where they should be publicly exposed? What are the two or three or four things that you think of that come to mind that should characterize individuals that ought to be put on such a watch list?
Well, anybody that's part of this Department of Homeland Security clergy response team is a good start. And from what Alex Jones is saying, he heard over a year ago from one of the preachers that basically got out and exposed it, that there was at that time 13,000, and he says that basically it's doubled in the last year and a half. So that's 26,000 right there, and I'd say anybody on that list is contemptuous and should be exposed, and his flock should flee from him. And that's quite a bit. Now, I'd also say that most preachers, for instance, like John Hagee, that are into dispensationalism and the fact that they put Judaism above Christianity, is theologically contemptible also, and it's an outrage. But at the same time, I wouldn't put them in the same list as people that are working hand-in-hand with the government, bringing their flocks to the slaughter. And
I suspect that there would be some overlap there. In other words, I would think that of these 26,000 pastors, quote-unquote, who are allegedly involved in this Homeland Security scheme, a significant number of those probably overlap with the Christian Zionist movement, but that would remain to be seen and investigated and documented. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been covering a series of news stories today dealing with subprime loans, this catastrophe last night in Iraq where 16 American servicemen lost their lives in the colliding of these two Black Hawk helicopters. We've been talking a little bit today about an article by Gene Conti in the current edition of Michael Jones' Culture Wars, and that article is posted as The Betrayal of the Christians of the Middle East. I'll be saying more about that essay in coming days on this show, leading up to Hesham Talawi's appearance this coming Tuesday. This coming Tuesday for 1 hour from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time, where Dr. Talawi will be talking about his recent visit to Palestine. Chuck Baldwin of the Constitution Party, very well-known pastor internationally, Baptist pastor from Pensacola, Florida, will join me tomorrow. You can check www.chuckbaldwinlive, I believe, is that post in regard to his latest essays. And then we've been chatting with a caller today from Florida, Joe, speaking about what it's going to take to see a change in direction on the part of this nefarious alliance between many people on the so-called Christian right and the present political establishment in this country. And what we're referencing here is the story that came out of Channel 12 in Shreveport, Louisiana, some time ago,
that there are pastors, thought to be as many as 26,000, who have linked up with Homeland Security and with Michael Chertoff, our Israeli citizen who heads up Homeland Security, to be used as instruments in creating a religious legitimacy among their flocks for the coming American police state. Joe, you there?
Yeah, Mark. I'd like to get back to the first comments that I made when I called you.
Sure.
About exposure. Now, what we have to do, whenever you get somebody on, like when I hear Mark Felton talking about, you know, the people and this, I will always, like, yell into the radio, like, who are they? Give me some names. And I'll tell you why. This incident in South Carolina with the one picketer, the lonely man in front, standing up for us in front of a big IBM executive's house. If you read what they were, the hysteria of this big shot executive at what this lone little guy was doing, you would see how effective it is to expose these people, whether they're David Rockefeller. No man is an island. David Rockefeller has servants. You know, they could spit in his food for all I care. The Rothschilds need people to implement their plans. We have to expose these people, and we have to expose these preachers. It's what scares them the most, and it is what it will be the most effective. It's like it will keep them in check. If they would realize that as they turn up the heat on us, that the heat's going to hit them also, it might make them less likely to do so. If they realize that taking the rights of their servants' children and their servants' grandchildren might have an effect on them, if the connections are made, then they might be a lot less likely to do. It's a form of mutual assured destruction. And that is the situation I see ourselves in right now. We have to let the elite of this country and their enablers know that there is a thing called mutual assured destruction. And yes, we are vulnerable. And yes, you can use Michael Chertoff and the Department of Homeland Security and your Gestapos, but we have the ability to strike at you also, and we know who you are.
Well, you know, another element of this, Joe, in terms of identifying who some of these Judas ghosts might be, is to zero in on this whole issue of so-called Christian broadcasting. I've had two guests in recent days on the show, Mary Starrett out in Oregon, who, of course, is the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party, and then Dale Crowley, Jr., in Washington, D.C., of course, a longtime evangelical anti-Zionist activist, very, very well-known gentleman, who lost a 20-year radio show up in Washington, D.C. on a conventional AM station because of the pressure being applied against the station by the Israeli lobby. And one of the things that Pastor Crowley talked about when he made his first appearance on this show last week, I don't know if he had a chance to listen or not, was Salem Communications and the way in which Salem Communications has taken over so many of the so-called Christian talk stations in America and is basically utilizing their muscle to create a, in essence, through the domestic and international airwaves, presumably the same sort of blind support of the regime, so to speak, and of the empire that we see going on with print journalism as well. And so this is why guys like Pastor Crowley have been knocked off the air. This is why we see ever-increasing sums of money that are accruing to the folks that are promoting the party line on things like Zionism and central banking and George Bush and so forth and so on to a lot of unsuspecting people who listen to Christian talk radio and believe that it's an alternative to establishment media when it's a part of the problem. So I think if we looked at things like Salem Communications and the national religious broadcasters and some of those folks, we undoubtedly would come up with additional names for your list. That's just a thought.
Well, you know, it's funny. Salem is where the witches are from. You know, to choose that name is quite odd. But
we'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is August 22nd, 2007, a Wednesday. We've been covering a series of news stories, including this tragic helicopter crash in Iraq last night, where two Black Hawk helicopters collided and took the lives of 16 American servicemen. We've been speaking a little bit about subprime loans today, talking about this whole business of the Jose Padilla case. I've not yet read Paul Craig Roberts' essay on that subject. We might get to that before the show is over. And then, of course, Gene Conte has an essay at Michael Jones' Culture Wars in Trail of the Christians of the Middle East. In coming days, I will try to spend more time with that essay leading up to Dr. Hesham Talawi's appearance on the show this coming Tuesday at 9 a.m. time. Tomorrow, just for half an hour, I'd like to have him on for 2 hours, but I wasn't able to swing it. For half an hour on this broadcast from 9 to 9:30 a.m. Central Time, Pastor Chuck Baldwin will join me. He was the Constitution Party's candidate for the vice presidency in 2004. Chuck is a good friend of mine, great guy, very evangelical Baptist pastor who is saying all the correct things, in my view, about what is really going on with Mr. Bush and the war for empire. Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I apologize for a couple of the glitches that we've had with Skype this morning. That is due to some technological upgrades that are very fine tech on the show, and I say this sincerely. Ken White is one of the best techs in the business, and he has been improving our technological capabilities on this broadcast as well as the other ones at RBN. And his latest project is to get this Skype thing upgraded and to expand the internet outreach of our total transmission. That's something that's been held in abeyance for a couple of years, and Ken's in the process of getting that undertaken for me and for the rest of the hosts, and I appreciate his work. To the extent that we've had a few glitches this morning, that will be ironed out, and I think that over time, all of you listening to this broadcast will see the improvement that is being undertaken by Ken and by Chris Hansen. Joe, you still there?
Say something in close and let you get on with your show, and that is that although this clergy response team is outrageous, it also should cheer us up because it shows how fearful the power structure is of religion. And really, the only way we're going to win back this country is with the blessing of Christ. And it's uncontainable. They can own the media. They can put us in prison. They know. That's why they are reaching out to the clergy and trying to get corrupt clergy to get people and to take them in the wrong direction. But the fact of the matter is, containing Christ is impossible. He's the Son of God. He is God. And whether they can do whatever they want, they'll never be able to frustrate the will of God. And in a way, it's depressing to hear that the Homeland Security is organizing these preachers, but it shows that to this day, that Rome and the emperor and the Caesar is fearful of the Galilean. And thank you.
Joe, thank you, and I think it bears mentioning that as we listen to all the things that Joe has brought to the table today from Florida, wonderful commentary from him, it's encouraging to me that there are people like Joe out there and that they're doing the kind of activism that I think really represents both a Christian, a traditional Orthodox confessional Christian point of view, as well as a constitutional perspective. Those two things are not mutually exclusive, folks. I think they go hand in hand, properly and carefully understood. The other thing that Joe has mentioned here at the very end of his stint with us, and I really appreciate the fact that he's been on for this long today because he's said so many things that bear repeating, not the least of which is this idea that while it appears that evil is winning, in the end, we know biblically and confessionally that evil does not win. And one of the things I was saying the other night at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in San Antonio, which you can find at 130 Saipan Place on the south side of town, just off Pleasanton, was teaching a class there on apocalyptic literature, dealing specifically with Daniel and Revelation. We're taking a look in that class at all of the differing views that have been held throughout history on what the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation actually teach. And one of the things that I think is incontrovertible when we look at Daniel and Revelation, is the idea that apocalyptic literature has been used of the Holy Spirit of God, both with this particular prophet and this particular apostle, during periods of great oppression for God's people, when it appeared that evil was winning, and when the people of God felt that they were under the gun in a way that had never been seen before in history. At least they felt that way. In both instances, Daniel and also in John, we see the extent to which the apocalyptic visions of the prophet and the apostle tell us that in the end the biblical God is sovereign, that the biblical God has won, and that the final evidence of that biblical God's victory will be seen and will become consummate in the second coming of Jesus Christ. I can't help but think, as I listened to Joe this morning talk about his perspective on what happened in South Carolina, that the Apostle John, for those of you who have read the book of Revelation or who plan on reading it, we can dispense just for a moment with all of the esoteric interpretations that have existed throughout history, where people have argued about the precise meaning of the seals and the bowls and the trumpets and the precise identification of the beast and the false prophet. I'm not saying that those things aren't important. Clearly, we all have our own ideas as to which is the best interpretation of those passages and those references. But in general outline, what you have in the book of Revelation, without question, is a situation where the Apostle John is in exile on the island of Patmos. He's there, put there apparently because that's where the Emperor Domitian wanted him, the Roman Emperor of the first century, who was involved in promoting emperor worship. Emperor worship. He wanted people to venerate Domitian as either God or at least God's representative on earth. Those who had significant problems with that, which includes the Orthodox Christians led of the Holy Spirit to oppose Domitian's false teaching throughout the Roman Empire, ended up receiving the persecution of the emperor and the persecution of the empire. The Apostle John was one of these. That's apparently why he was put out there on this in this Roman penal colony on the island of Patmos off the coast of Turkey. It was from there, at a very late stage of his life, when he was undergoing this kind of persecution and exile, that John was led of the Holy Spirit of God to see the great victory of God unfolding in human history. A victory that undoubtedly did not look very obvious in the first century to those who were being persecuted by the Roman Empire and those who were being persecuted by Pharisaic Judaism because they were proclaiming the message that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Messiah. But John saw that despite his rather lamentable condition on Patmos, that God was in control and that God had won the final victory, and that at a time of God's choosing, we would see the ultimate defeat of the beast and the false prophet. We would see the ultimate defeat of the whore of Babylon by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and by the triune God who controls all of history. The God who has created is the God who redeems. And the God who has created and redeemed is the sovereign God of this cosmos, of this world. He is the God who controls time and space and history. He causes kings and empires to rise, and he causes them to fall. And you know what Joe tells me today from Florida is most encouraging? I have a very, very close friend I might share with you on this show who is a retired college professor. And quite some time ago, this retired college professor said to me, you know, evil is winning. Evil is winning. And I said to this particularly close friend, I said, you know, it appears that evil is winning. And if we take a certain perspective on history, which means the right now, the present, and maybe the next year or two or five or however long this present trend is going to continue, in that regard, we'd have to say that evil is winning and that the majority of people are involved in the support of evil. But the good news is, and Daniel and John give us this information in their respective writings, and that is that the biblical God is ultimately vindicated. The name of the biblical God is ultimately lifted high. And we see the way in which God's people around the world throughout history have ultimately been vindicated for their support of the things of God. Reminds me of something I was talking about last Sunday at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in San Antonio. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. the evidence of things not seen. And if you take a look at Hebrews chapter 11, you know what you discover? That all of those great saints throughout history that are mentioned there by the writer of Hebrews are people who possess the promises of God, but the total fulfillment of those promises did not materialize in the main for any of those folks this side of eternity. They had God's promises, they were faithful, they affirmed that God was faithful, and they presently possess in eternity the final consummation of all the promises of God in ways that they did not possess when they were in this cosmos and in linear history. That should be a point of encouragement for all of us today who, like Joe in Florida, are involved in trying to confess the truth and love in the midst of a culture that up to now has not wanted to hear it. And when we hear about 26,000 clergymen in this country who are working with Michael Chertoff and the Homeland Security folks to create a religious aura, a so-called Christian legitimacy for the coming police state, this stands as a warning. These people are not Christians. They are not moderates. These people are not pro-American or pro-Constitution. They're neo-fascists, and they are promoting an agenda that is evil, and that, as Joe has described to us today from Florida, is at the core of what I think the Bible is saying when it warns us in Revelation 13 about the mark of the beast. No one could buy or sell or trade, Revelation says, unless he possessed the mark of the beast. What does that mean? That's obviously a theological debate that we're not going to be able to cover this morning. Could not possibly cover that topic if we had months to talk about it on this show, but nonetheless we'll make brief reference to it and to suggest that those who are presently compromising with the kinds of political and cultural and economic forces that Joe was talking about this morning are in fact witting or unwitting supporters of the beast. We need to expose them. We need to expose their lies. We need to call people back to the truth while there's yet time. As Joe was talking this morning, it made me think of something else as well. When we think of people like John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, who by all accounts, what is known of him through the Wall Street Journal and the San Antonio Express News, just to name two, John Hagee is, by all accounts, possesses not thousands but millions of dollars in personal financial assets. Millions of dollars. I'd like to say this to the listeners this morning. How many Old Testament prophets or New Testament apostles do you know who possessed worldly wealth? How about the Son of God, Jesus Christ? Was he a wealthy person in terms of economics? Was Jesus in league with a political and economic establishment of his time? Quite the contrary. Jesus Christ was promoting a kingdom that was not of this world, and did so at great pain and great cost all the way through his earthly ministry, leading up to his fateful false arrest and false trial and crucifixion. You know what that suggests, folks? That the people today, in my view, who, whether they realize it or not, are truly following in the footsteps of Jesus and are doing the theology of the cross as Jesus would have them follow in that way, are folks who are confessing to the truth in the political and cultural and theological realms with next to nothing. I wish you could see the things that I know about the bank accounts of some of the people who do the best work on this broadcast. I wish you could know the inside story on some of the folks at the American Free Press, some of the individual correspondents and what they have to deal with day to day, week to week, in terms of sheer economic survival. I know what my own experience has been. I know what it's been like for the Republic Broadcasting Network, that operation going amidst the present trends of our age. The fact of the matter is, folks, what I'm suggesting here is that there might be an inverse relationship between worldly wealth and truth. The people that I happen to know who are committed to what I truly believe to be true and who are confessing that publicly in what they write and what they speak tend to be folks at a very, very, very dear price for that. They tend to be folks who have few, if any, worldly resources, and they tend to be folks who see themselves on a sojourn from this life to the next life. and where their commitment is not to the things of this present realm, but the life that is to come, where they recognize that their time on this earth is very limited and that they have a calling to pursue, no matter how painful, that enables them to say that they spent their time well on this earth and in this life, but their sole ultimate allegiance is to the kingdom of God. Their sole allegiance and their sole priority are those things that Jesus talks about in regard to his kingdom and eternity, not the things of this life. So when you start checking out some of these Judas goats that Joe was talking about this morning from Florida, start looking at bank accounts and connections. People that are dealing with millions of dollars and top flight political connections with central bankers and intelligence chiefs of domestic and foreign governments, and who are being promoted on these kinds of networks with those types of connections and that type of backing, almost invariably you're talking about folks who are a part of the mark of the beast, and they are promoting falsehood. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can call me today at 1-800-313-9113 if you have questions or comments. We'll return. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
started out.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been talking about a series of news stories today, some of which we've covered with a very, very fine caller from Florida. A guy by the name of Joe, he's called more than once, and he's articulate. He's principled. He's doing some specific things in activism that I think are entirely biblical and entirely constitutional. He's a good microcosm of what I'd like for the rest of us, myself included, to be. As we continue to examine ideas on this show and consider how best to carry out those ideas in the public arena in a way that is responsible, in a way that is Christian, in a way that is constitutional, and that testifies to the truth in love. You know, that's a very, very interesting thing, isn't it? Sometimes people talk about love but have no truth. There are sometimes when people have the truth but do not testify to it in love. It is not an accident that in the Gospel of John, Jesus maintains truth and love in a unity. They are not in juxtaposition to one another. And I think this clearly comes up when we talk to Joe this morning. He understands this and is involved in some things that make me suspect that there are others like him out there. You know, as I think of other people, it's been suggested to me in the past that there are quite a number of people out there who listen to this broadcast and to others who are retirees. If you are a retiree and you have some time in your hands, and you're wondering what to do with what remains of your life as God directs you, I would ask you to consider being involved in the support of Mark Dankos America. I'd like to ask you to be involved in the support of the Republic Broadcasting Network and the American Free Press and Congressman Ron Paul's presidential candidacy. Now, you may ask, how do I support this? If you have disposable income that does not involve your housing and rent money or the basic support that you're giving to your church or to your family members and friends for individual needs that they have, if all of those things have been covered to the extent that God has granted you those resources, that's great. And if beyond that you're one of the few, maybe more than a few presently in our society, who are in the retiree category, who have some additional gifts to bring to bear on those of us who are fighting in the forefront of this battle, please help us. And I don't simply mean financially. I mean with your prayers. I mean with some networking. I mean with some activism to the extent that your schedules permit. I'd ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can do that by calling us at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. You can find us at www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org. The American Free Press needs your help as well. You can call them in Washington, D.C., toll-free at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. And then when we speak of Congressman Ron Paul, if he's going to fight the good fight for us in the Republican primaries, he needs you, and he needs you now. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
It's true.